Hello, my name is Baz, and today I will be reading you a part from a story called Playroom. So just sit back, relax, and get ready to be scared. I had always been curious. I had always felt that venturing into the unknown was such a cool idea, and I wanted to make that my life. I had always explored new things in the backyard when I was younger, and would travel as much as I could when I got older. And as I formed into a teenager, the kids around me stopped being interested in playing on the playground and venturing into the woods, and instead being more interested in things like phones and makeup and crushes. I had always been scared that would happen to me. I never wanted to grow out of the things that I loved when I was younger, but I knew it would happen to me eventually. As I spent my life in middle school, seeing the kids that I once knew jumping and playing on the playground, forming into teenagers that would only stare on their phones during class, I wondered if they would ever go back to liking the stuff that they used to, like adventuring and playing games. And I started to miss my old life as a little kid. And every day, after school, I would go to the park and watch the kids play. I would wonder if they would ever grow up, what they would be like as teenagers, and if they would grow into the stuff that they love now. It does seem creepy at first, teenage girls looking at children in the park, but it wasn't to me at the time. It wasn't weird to me at the time. Eventually, I grew out of the nostalgia of feeling young. I still wanted to be a child again, but I got into more adult things. I started wearing makeup, started using my phone more often, and started having crushes. I remember I created an IntoLife account. IntoLife is a website or an app where you can put yourself out there. You can track your life, show what you do, and like all those other things. I had created it on my phone to show the adventures that I would do. When I go camping with my family, and when I would venture out into the neighborhoods after dinner before it got dark, but just enough time to where there weren't many people out and I could just be myself. I had always loved venturing into cool, abandoned places. Until one day. I remember that day. I was 17 years old. I wandered out after lunch, telling my parents that I would get myself dinner, and I would be home around 9 o'clock, or earlier. I had been driving around for a bit, when I came across something magnificent. Something extraordinary. An abandoned mall. It was near the outskirts of town, so the area wasn't that populated. When I saw the sight, I immediately opened my car door and got out. I pulled my phone out of my pocket and opened the IntoLife account and pressed the button that says Go Live and started going live. As soon as I started, people came in. I wouldn't say that I was popular, but people always wanted to see what I had in store. That's how it had always been. I said this. Hey guys, I'm back and here at an old abandoned mall. I found this on my drive, so be warned. If you get scared easily, you should probably leave. And after that, I went to the door. There was a chain on it, but it wasn't on tight. I was able to pull it right off. Then, I went inside. I showed the folks what I saw. Old food stands and clothing stores. There was no sign of people, and the stores were still stocked. But all the clothes were torn. Probably some rodents. I walked around the mall. Eventually, I came to an abandoned play area. You know the ones that moms would drop their kids at for a couple of hours so they could enjoy them all? At that point, I had been streaming for about an hour. I thought I should go, so I ended the live. As I was leaving the mall, I looked at the play area. Then, I thought to myself, I should play there. It was weird, I know, playing on a little kid's indoor play area. But hey, no harm, no foul. So I climbed inside. It was very small and smelled weird. After all these years, it still smelled like feet. Then, I saw a face. A kid's face. It looked right at me. I stared at it. It stared at me. Then it started walking forward. It was a boy, no younger than 10. He was walking on all fours. He started walking towards me slowly. Then faster. Then he was running. I ran. I yelled. I jumped over the door and started running to the exit. But this kid was fast. He was running. Then, behind him, I saw more. More little boys and girls, all under the age of 12. They were running like dogs. When I ran for a while, I thought they would be tired, but it didn't stop. I kept running till I got to a dead end. There, they cornered me. I looked all around me. Little, smiling faces looking at me. Not happy like I just got a dog smiley. Happy like I just got fresh dinner to eat smiley. Creepy smiley. I tried to plead. You don't have to do this. No, no, you don't. But then, I saw the kid that originally saw me walk to the front. Crawling to the front, as I should say. I looked in his eyes, and all I saw was hunger. And before you could say run, he jumped at me. And I couldn't see a thing. I hope you enjoyed that part of a story called Playroom. Join us next time to find out what happens to our main character, to find out what is in that abandoned mall, and to find out who those kids are. My name is Baz, and that was scary.